Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 49 of Ask Pat. So happy you're here. I'm here to help you answer your online business questions 5 days a week. We have another great question from a listener today. Before we get to that, I want to mention our sponsor for this episode, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an amazing, easy-to-use, simple online accounting solution built for small businesses and blog owners and anybody who has taken their sort of hobby to the next level and is starting to do accounting and finances and stuff like that. Something I wish I started right away, because when I started, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know about FreshBooks. But anyway, you can get a 60-day extended free trial if you go to getfreshbooks.com and then type in Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Now, let's get on over to today's question from Kyle. He has an idea for a website and he needs some advice. So let's hear from Kyle.
Hi, Pat. This is Kyle, one of your faithful listeners. I guess I've listened to about 70 episodes now, and I think I'm finally ready to start my own blog. So I just wanted to ask you a quick question. I'm an optometrist, and my blog idea would be sort of like ask an eye doctor a question. And I don't know if you had any tips or tricks as to how I should get started and eventually monetize. I haven't done much research, don't know if there's a big demand, but at least it would be like a blog website that I could send my patients to, and as I slowly answer questions, I imagine it'll get more and more popular. But I just wanted to see what you think and see if you had any advice about that. Thanks.
Kyle, thank you so much for your question. And first of all, I just have to commend and congratulate you, because, you know, a lot of us listen to podcasts, a lot of us read books and we learn, but none of that does anything for us until you take what you learn and put it into action. And it's obvious that you are somebody who is at a point now where you are ready to take action and execute. And that's, I mean, ideas are great, but they mean nothing until they're executed upon. So this is great, Kyle. And I love the idea of being able to ask an eye doctor something specifically online. There's a lot of opportunities here. And the first sort of suggestion I have for you is to see if there's anything else out there that exists like this. Now, if you find something like this already, that doesn't mean you can't do it. It actually validates the idea, especially if you see a lot of activity on that particular site. But it also shows you what might be missing or what you could do to take it to the next level. So before you even get started, I would do a little bit of research to see what else is being offered out there that is sort of like what you want to do. Perhaps it's being done in another niche and you can see what's working, what's not there, and then sort of apply it to what you have and the knowledge that you have to share. I like the idea, obviously, of taking questions from people and sharing answers. It's a great way to get people involved, to build a community, and also to share expertise and build authority. But I think validating this first is going to be the first and most important thing. Now, secondly, I want to mention, and just this is sort of a mindset type of thing, is that you'll never know, even if you validate it, that if it's going to be successful or not. There's a lot of factors involved, but like I said, you'll never know unless you try. And you want to try it long enough where you feel comfortable that you've given it the best shot. A lot of people try it for a week and they don't see results and then they give up. Well, how can you possibly go to where you want to go online in just a week. None of this stuff happens overnight, and you'll have to give it time. And if you really, really want this, you will do and find what it takes to make it happen. And so that's just, again, a mindset type thing for, as far as expectations are concerned. But there are a lot of things that I can share with you that will help you get started quicker and started right away. And I think there's some ideas I have specifically for you, Kyle, that might work really well. Because, you know, when I think about asking a doctor a question, I want an answer right away. And the sooner I get that answer, you know, the more appreciative I am. So there could perhaps be a number of questions that you already know will be asked of you that will help people in the search engines who are looking for answers. And again, it'll take time for your answers to get found in the search engines, but also your existing clients. Like you said, people are asking you questions. You can sort of take yourself away and better serve your clients by having these common questions already answered on your website. So what I would do is take the most frequently asked questions and answer those questions in as much detail and precisely as you need to help your clients and people out there looking for that information on a website, on a blog, for example. And you want the blog to become the ultimate resource for anybody looking up any questions they have about eyes or, you know, optometry. So I think that this is going to be a really great resource for people over time. But again, it doesn't happen or turn into a resource or the ultimate resource right away. And over time, you can start to field questions from people who find your site who might not have their exact question answered. You can have a really quick button on there, ask Kyle a question, and then it gets an email sent to you and you can address that question in a video perhaps. And that's another thing I want to share with you. You know, there might be other sites out there that might be answering these questions, but how many of them are answering it in a way that is multimedia, audio, or video? That could go a very, very long way, and you could tap into a bunch of platforms where people might be asking those questions, like YouTube or iTunes, to answer those questions, not just Google. So those are other things to keep started. And, you know, I think the most important thing is to start small and just build over time. And you'll also want to connect perhaps with the right people as well, people who may not necessarily be eye doctors, but have people who ask eye doctor type questions. So be creative in who you connect with online. There might be other sites out there who do something similar that you could sort of build a relationship with, who could then feed people over to your site as well. I would also recommend getting in front of audiences that also have, maybe it doesn't even have to be related to medical necessarily. It could be mom bloggers, for example, or maybe sites like The Art of Manliness, you know, where you can provide information, do guest posts for people to just introduce yourself as an authority in the space where people, if they do have questions, can ask you. But you provide some sort of guest post, something that you may put on your own site but also want to put on somebody else's site to just, you know, maybe something creative and interesting about the eye that is just really wow. Like, I didn't know that. Or how to, you know, I imagine on a mom blog, for example, the 5 things you could do every day that will help improve your eyesight by 20 years. For example, a lot of moms might want to know that and share that with their audience, and they'd have you as the resource. And then, of course, you'd have in your byline at the end of the guest post, for example, link back to your site, again, increasing your authority in Google, but also just getting people to know who you are. Now, another thing that helped me when I first started, when I was providing a resource for people studying for the LEAD exam, was I became an authority on a couple forums related to that particular exam. So what you could do is you could actually start to build your authority, not just on your own site, but on forums. So what you could do is you can go to Google and type in forum colon in any sort of eye-related type things, optometry, for example. And then you can go into those forums and look up the most common questions, and you could even register for those forums and start to provide a ton of value. Be there as a resource. Don't even mention your website. Just be, you know, and this is going to take time, but the more you answer people's questions, the more detailed they are, the more people will be like, wow, Kyle knows what he's talking about. And then over time, or maybe even sooner than later, you can have at the bottom, and what, you know, a lot of these forums will have or give you the ability to add a sort of tagline at the bottom of your messages, you know, that are in every message that you have. And that can just be a quick resource or a link to your sort of eye doctor question website. And so over time, you build this authority in these forums. People will come to you. People will highlight you or ask you directly, just like they were asking me on the LEAD exam question stuff. And then I would just be like, hey, I actually answered this question on my site already, or here's a detailed answer for you. Here's some other people on my site who had the same question, and here's what I had to say. and things like that. So Kyle, those are some very, very beginner basic type things that you could do to help take your idea, take it to the next level, help you stand out from the crowd as well. Hopefully that helps everybody else out there too. And now if you just want to get started, and build your site, I would actually recommend going through Bluehost, which is my recommended shared hosting service, $3.95 a month to get set up with a domain and hosting. If you go to askpat.com/Bluehost, you can go get set up right there right away, get a theme on your site. And the most important thing about the theme and the design and stuff like that is don't worry about being perfect. You don't need to be perfect up front. You can change the design and the things of that nature later. The most important thing is that you have content on your site and you're providing value and you're providing a way for people to contact you to ask even more questions as well. And again, don't forget to start collecting emails right away. That was a big mistake that I had at first as well. So using a service like AWeber, you can go to askpat.com/AWeber for that. I waited a long time before starting my email list, which was a huge mistake. It decreased my chances of being able to build a relationship with as many people as possible in probably one of the most personal ways there is, which is via email, besides in person or, you know, on a webinar or something like that. So, you know, start to build your email list. And then as far as monetization is concerned, you know, I can't tell you what your audience would buy right now, because it would be based on really what your audience tells you over time. And you won't know until you start to build that audience. So I would focus on audience building first, providing value both on your site and on forums as well to build that authority. Then over time, you're going to start to hear what most people are going to want and would be willing to pay for. So again, Kyle, thank you so much for your question. And if any of you have a question, the listener, head on over to askpat.com. You can also win an Ask Pat t-shirt. One is headed your way, Kyle. And again, I want to mention the sponsor of the show, which is getfreshbooks.com. If you put an Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section, that'll go a long way in helping and also helping you and your business, because obviously accounting is very important. Like I said earlier, something I wish I'd done earlier, and you get that 60-day extended free trial. Again, getfreshbooks.com. Put Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section. Thank you so much. And here's my quote that I want to leave with you. Now, you might hear this a lot. You hear people just ship. And it's very important to just ship. You know, don't spend so much time creating. You gotta put it out there for people to consume, or else nothing is going to happen. But I want to take that a step further. And this is my quote here. It's, don't just ship. Ship and follow through. So make sure after you ship, you pay attention to what's happening. You provide even more value and listen to your audience. Get that feedback so you can provide them even more. Follow through. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.